Young lady, I've missed the last couple of times around. We're all very, very busy, and it is the Vice-Chancellor from the University of Newcastle, Caroline McMillan. Good morning there. We've got a lot to talk about this morning.
Good morning, Mark. Great to catch up again.
Look, it is. Now, everyone has got their thoughts on tomorrow night's budget, and, of course, the university, no secret from that as well. What are we expecting and what are we hoping we might see out of tomorrow night?
Well, Mark, I think with last week's pre-budget announcement by Minister Birmingham, of course, Minister for Education, told us that universities will lose 2.5% of their base Commonwealth funding in 2018 and in 2019. We also learned that the balance of Commonwealth government contributions to fees for student places would go down, whilst there would be an increase in the student level of fee to make good that fall. Now, that's a rebalancing, and it has to be said, it wasn't the decrease in Commonwealth funding of 1% per annum for each of 4 years isn't as great as we had been concerned about. But nevertheless, that does mean an increase in the student fees across that four-year period as the Commonwealth funding goes down to about 54% overall, and the student contribution goes up to about 46% overall off the cost of an education place. So those two things are not good news. But for the University of Newcastle, there was some positive, because the Minister has committed to supporting equity of access, with a focus on maintaining a fixed number of enabling places. These are the places that many students get a second chance to spend a year studying, either online or at our campuses, to really get that second chance to get the entry opportunity to come in to do a degree. And that's really important, as well as the government opening up the demand-driven system, so opening up their funding, and this is important. The government is making a contribution to what we call sub-bachelor programs, so students coming in to do a diploma or an associate degree that would then take them, if they felt that they really had seen value for their future career prospects in those programs, in going into more of a full degree. So, you know, it's that's a positive that the government has seen that universities can offer those pathways. And in our region, as you well know, in our regions where we really work hard to ensure people do get that second chance, or the chance after they've built their family and had worked hard and really want to see their future, perhaps upgrading their career or a new profession.
Okay, so not the best news early on, but it looks like some other things coming in at the back end. This time of year, always very, very busy for the university. Of course, graduations have been happening. How's the vibe been in and around all of those?
Oh, my goodness. We had such a wonderful series of graduations. So we had about 3,000 students graduate. You know, the campus couldn't have looked better. The sun was shining through the trees. You know, the celebrations when we see families, you know. I've got such a privilege sitting up in that glorious stage in the Great Hall, but you can see the families. And when their son or their daughter, wife, partner, husband, family member walk across that stage, you can hear, because our audiences will give a good cheer sometimes to shout out, and you can hear in that cheer, you know, what that journey has been and how, you know, the much pride there is to see their loved one graduate. And it's such a day when, again, the graduates, and you can see they're beginning to understand the significance of their achievement. You know, we were just talking there about enabling programs, and one of our speakers who had done the enabling, the Open Foundation program, spoke about how, as a mum with three children under four, Her marriage had unfortunately split up. She was determined to do an enabling program that would get her into midwifery. And she spoke about her journey, doing it online, working hard. And when she said, and I got my place in the Bachelor of Midwifery, that, you know, the Great Hall just erupted in applause. And it's that kind of celebration of, you know, determination, persistence against the odds, that just really makes you recognize the importance of those programs, but also the importance of that second chance, of what a difference that will make for families in the future.
And of course, with the fact that we're in that online world now, I mean, it's everything is so close. With the fact that you can do these things by distance and online, it makes it a little bit easier for those who can't actually physically make it into the campus. Am I right?
Absolutely. And we've had, starting with us, our new lead in charge of all of our academic programs, our Deputy Vice Chancellor Academic, who's joined us, Professor Daryl Evans. And he's really working hard on our online strategy because, you know, Mark, it's exactly right. We have to be able to have programs whereby you can sample it. You know, you come home from work, you can do some of your course, you might come in for an intensive to meet your lecturers and get some of those nutty problems that are vexing you solved and nutted out. And really it's the balance for individuals between all of the life's commitments. But we know that in this future workforce, those who do have a degree do have a benefit, do have a real benefit in terms of employment and in terms of future employment. So we have to make sure that we're delivering our courses and our programs, our degree programs, at times and in ways that people can access to achieve that benefit.
Some good news to finish off there. Of course, we'll all be watching the budget on Tuesday night, and we'll all face what happens on Wednesday. Vice-Chancellor from the University of Newcastle, Carla McMillan, thank you for your time with us this morning.
Thank you indeed, Mike. Thank you. Bye for now.
28 past 10 at 2NURFM.